The Centre for Sustainable Development in Montreal, Canada, has Platinum LEED certification. Basically, that's the highest level of environmental certification a building can achieve. One of the criteria for this is to ensure that the building is highly energy efficient. So, how have they achieved this? Anne Danford-Dussault is from the Centre for Sustainable Development.
Well, the centre has a high-performance building envelope with a great thermal resistance, so it reduces weak spots in the insulation. So we make sure we're not using any energy that way. And all the windows are triple pane with two layers of low emissivity coating. So they're very thick, very good windows. We make sure we're not using any energy that way. We also have raised floors in our offices. So the ventilation system is actually located in the floor instead of being located in the ceiling as it usually is in conventional buildings. So that takes up a little bit less energy. We also have a very energy efficient lighting, of course. Windows were positioned and sized to make the most of natural lighting. And we have highly energy-efficient lighting devices with low mercury bulbs, for example, so that reduces the amount of energy that's consumed by the building. We also have a beautiful green roof. So when you go up to the roof, employees can eat there. There's a nice little terrace, and we have 7 centimeters of soil with sedum plants. They're adapted to a rooftop life in Quebec, and this adds to our energy efficiency. It insulates the top of the building, and it just takes care of itself. So it's a beautiful addition to our building.
How do you save water in the building?
We also have a rainwater collection system. So in the bathrooms, in the toilets, we use rainwater instead of using water from the city. You can see it's a bit different. It's a little bit yellow because it has little tiny microorganisms. And so we save water that way as well.
How many aspects of the building were actually reclaimed from somewhere else? In other words, you've been reusing materials.
Well, one interesting element of the building is that the grand staircase, when you come into the atrium, it has very dark, beautiful wood, and it was actually retrieved from the bottom of the Georgian Bay, which is interesting. It's a yellow birch. It was used to cover the railings. You see it as soon as you come into the building. Another example is in our kitchen, a kitchen we share with different organizations. The counters are made from 93% powdered glass. It makes for a very beautiful counter. It's all green and turquoise and different colors. And so it's a different kind of counter that we've used in the kitchen. And another interesting element about the kitchen is that we hired an organization working with troubled youth, teaching them woodworking skills, and they made the cupboards. So sustainable development is not only about environmental aspects of the building, but also about the social aspects of it.
Now, when you've got a building like this that you've built so carefully to be environmentally friendly, on one level you could just sit on your laurels and say, we've done that, that's it. Is that what you're doing, or are there plans for the future to improve things even further, to expand that idea even more?
Well, we do offer different services. For example, when we rent out conference rooms, we offer an eco-friendly service where we give them practical advice on how to make sure their event is eco-friendly. And so that way we make sure that the events, the clients we're welcoming here into the center, come out of it with a different idea of the environment, of organizing events, making sure they're not being wasteful.
That's Anne Danford-Dussault from the Centre for Sustainable Development. For more information, visit lamdd.org.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.